Friends, you understood now what is banking, what it constitutes, what are the responsibilities, how they make the money, what is the impact of digitalization and other technology changes have happened. Having understood this banking as a whole, now you must know who is the banker. Who is the banker? A critical question. Banker. Whom you call it as a banker? Can an individual, identity, or any other person, or any other institution as a whole you are calling as a banker? Then what is bank? We have seen what is bank. But we have not seen what is banker. Who is a banker? You can name it like a name of the person. Can you name anybody as a banker? It is possible. It is possible. Now let us try to understand to whom you can call a banker. Okay. Explanation of this word banker and the responsibility of the banker, duties of the banker and rights of the banker we are discussing in this small chapter. Right? Section 3 of Negotiable Instrument Act 1881 states that banker includes a person who is acting as a banker. Again, the word banker comes, so it is not clear. Then Section 2 of the Bill of Exchange Act 1882 states that banker includes, who is a banker? Banker includes a body of the person. What is it? Body of a person, whether incorporated or not. Body of the person, whether it is incorporated or not, and who will carry on the business of banking is called as a banker. Little clarity is provided here. Now, Halsbury, in his Law of England, defined the banker as an individual. Who is a banker? An individual, a partnership, or a corporation whose sole predominated business is a banking, and that is receipt of money on the current or deposit account, current account or deposit account, and the payment of the check drawn by and collection of the check paid in by the customer is called as a banking. This is not acceptable definition widely. So the Walter Leaf is one of the banker. He defines the banker as a person. Banker as a person who holds itself out to receive from the public deposit payable on the demand by check. Little bit people are agree with this definition. But the Banking Regulation Act defines the banking business of the banking by stating the essential function of the banker. Thoda explanation. Small explanation is given under Banking Regulation Act. The term banking is defined as accepting for the purpose of lending or investment of the deposit of money from the public, repayable on demand or withdrawals by check, draft, or any other instruments. And it goes on to say that anyone who acts as a banker, anyone who acts as a banker, that is, accept the money to lend or invest it as a banker, that person is called as a banker. The principal business of the banker is to receive the money from his customer and to collect the instrument representing the money on behalf of his customers with an understanding that he will fulfill the need of collection of the money under it. And he receives the money or collects either on the demand or some predetermined future date, he may give it back to the client or customer or depositor. It is agreed between him and the customers. In short, banker is one who accepts the deposit from public, and they may be fixed current or saving deposit, and he uses that money received to advance the loan or make an investment. In addition to that, he issues a draft, makes the remittances, discount the bill of exchange, perform the other functions, which includes the collection of the checks on behalf of its customers. In the current context, we can say that a personal banker is the finance professional who manages the account and the finance of the client. He is called as a banker under current context. And the responsibility of that person is overseeing of all the aspects of their client, their accounts, providing them with the banking services like loan, credit card, and advising the investment opportunities to the client or the depositors of the customers. Having understood the definition of the banker, what are the responsibilities of the banker? Some of the responsibilities which consist of: advise the customer on the bank services for their needs, and needs consist of, it may be loan or credit cards. Second responsibility is manage the customer's bank account, open the account, close the account, or oversee the transaction into account of that transaction's eligibility to credit into or debit into that account. Resolve any issue with the banking services and accounts. That is the responsibility of the banker. It can also refer in in-house the financial expert as needed to the customers. Banker may reach out to the customers to generate the new business. That is why sales team or DSA, that is direct selling agents, these are appointed by the banks nowadays. Present financial products and services to the existing and prospective customers to provide is their responsibility. In addition to that, they have to undertake or perform the administrative duties like entering the data into the banking software, etc. That is the back office function or mid office function, you may call it. That is the duty. So managing the account of the client, those who are maintaining the account with the bank, is the responsibility of the banker. Now, duties. We have seen the responsibility. Now, what a banker is supposed to do, their duties. The banker's first and prime responsibility or duty is collect the check for his customer's account, and carry out such an instruction like standing orders or remittance facilities in regular manner if it is agreed to provide this facility. Then pay on demand the money which is standing to the credit of customer. That is the duty of banker. Pay interest on the deposit as agreed upon. Very important duty. Provide the customer information on account, on his account. Suppose the income tax authority or law enforcing agency is asking information about the customer who is banking with them, some information about the account of that client. The banker is bound to provide that information to the government law enforcing authorities. That is the duty of the banker. Then inform to the customer in case of any fraudulent instruction on his account has been received. Quickly, banker has to inform to the concerned customer. At the same time, banker has to maintain a secrecy where the customer account details are concerned, except in case of information required by the statutory bodies or government officials. These are important duties we have seen of the bankers. Now, rights of the banker. Rights of the banker. What are the rights of the banker? Banker's right is, first and foremost, is to employ the deposit generated in most profitable manner. Second, change customers for services rendered. Sorry, not change, charge. That is levy of the fee. And refuse demand for the payment of the money in the demand if the demand is not in order. They can also refuse the transactions if it is not in order and give explanation in writing also. To exercise the general lien or to exercise the right of the lien which allows them to sell off the goods under the lien if the debts are not repaid. That is the right. When I am giving you the loan, you are giving me the security, but if you are not paying me on timely, I as a banker have a right to dispose of the security what you have given. That is the right, lawfully. Then another right is to set off the balance with the credit balances, which is held by some customer on their right to set off. Suppose, receivable and payable. If receivable are less, receivable are more and payables are less, and the payable has a problem and bank is asked to set off it, then in that case bank can set off by receivable against the payables. The right to appropriation of the payment which is made by the customer can be appropriated against any debt outstanding in the name of customer. And another right is to terminate the contract or close the account after giving the due notice. If the account is not functioning or transaction in the account are not as per the banking practices. Thus, the banker is nothing but he is an intermediary and he deals with money which belongs to the public and kept with him. So banker is that person who accepts the deposit from the public, and this may be kept in the fixed deposit or current account or in saving deposit. He uses that money which is received to advance the loan or make the investment. And in addition to that, he can issue the draft, make the remittances, discount the bill of exchange, performs other functions which are including as collection of the check on behalf of customers. So friends, this is our discussion in this chapter about who is a banker. Hope you understand it carefully and clearly. Thank you.